It's Tuesday, March 27th, 2012, from Oroville. Some news, announcements, and an interview with Covery from the Oroville Council. First, a quick look at the weather. Clear skies, high temperature 30 degrees Celsius, breezes out of the northeast, and tonight, a drop to 26 degrees. Listen now to Covery. Hi, Covery.
Hello.
So, share a little bit about what's going on currently in the Oroville Council.
Housing issues continue a problem in Oroville. Now it's going on as an Orovillian involving political issues. So I think now he's changing and he's coming follow up with us. So I think it will change. He will change.
What had happened with this Orovillian?
Because he's an Orovillian. He's not staying inside Oroville. He's staying outside.
So in politics of India. Okay, and what is the council's feelings about that kind of thing?
The council is thinking Orovillian, it's not involved. They will not involve in the outside political things.
So they're thinking that Orovillian should not be involved in outside political issues. Okay, so you're trying to get him to stop that, is that it?
Yes.
And do you think that he will?
Yes, we hope.
What else is going on?
There is another issue that there is a taxi guys going very fast in Orville Road. So we are trying to stop their fast driving.
So you're trying to get the taxi drivers to slow down.
Yes, slow down.
How will you do that?
Yeah, we are going to send a mail to the taxi travels, actually, Oroville Travels, and then we'll see.
Here's a questioning statement from an Orovillian whose concern is one all can relate to, as it's about the stomach. Orovillians stand in line for lunch every day at the Solar Kitchen to enjoy not only food, but the camaraderie of fellow Orovillians. It seems the price for lunch becomes high and the food becomes simpler. Cheese, which appeared weekly to accompany pasta, is gone. The daily dollop of curd is gone. The weekly beetroot salad is gone. And the festive potato eggplant and cheese dish of Saturday is gone. And even the ubiquitous banana is gone. The next question is about rice, which takes a good deal of water to grow, and water is on the short list. Now, this is not to say that there's a food shortage, but rather it's a statement about Solar Kitchen's attempt to use products only or mostly from Oroville dairies and farms, understood and applauded, despite the disappointed stomachs of some Orovillians who may decide to take their lunch elsewhere. Nor let worldly prudence whisper too closely in thy ear, for it is the hour of the unexpected, the incalculable, the immeasurable. From Sri Aurobindo, The Hour of God. The upcoming Kabir Sacred Music Festival with, it has been whispered about, over 400 singers and musicians from all over India, will take place on April 6th, 7th, and 8th. More news about that will be coming. Presented by the Residents' Assembly, a gathering on Thursday, the 5th of April, 5 p.m. to 7:30, at the Visitor's Center. Speakers will present brief talks on the opportunities and challenges facing Oroville's economy, housing, education, land issues, planning, and the all-important participation. Dinner will be served and songs will be sung. All residents are strongly urged to attend this important event to question, discuss, and brainstorm for the future. For more information, email raservicelist@oroville.org.in. Coming soon, the Cycle Kiosk, opposite Portus Distribution Center, a service to offer a helping hand, a tire pump, and right away. New innovative design by Ziggy and Comfort Designs, eco-friendly concept by Jillian and Cycling in Oroville, an Oro collaboration with Oroville Puncture Service. Practitioners of Falun Gong Falun Dafa, or those interested in learning this ancient Chinese cultivation practice of body and mind may contact Tatiana 994-402-5970. And the website is www.falundafa.org. Words of the Mother. All those around me, all the circumstances of my life, all the people near me, all are a mirror held up to me by the divine consciousness to show me the progress I must make. Everything that shocks me in others means a work that I have to do in myself. From November 1958. You've been listening to Oroville News. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea and Miriam, and a few volunteers. Direct your comments and queries to oroville radio.org. And thank you for listening.